Ben's coming a bit late, but he's got a good excuse, and he's brought these four little figurines with teeth.
They're very cute.
Yes.
But more than cute.
They're nasty. They're nasty. Big teeth.
Yes, we've got a whale, a shark, and a crocodile. Two crocodiles?
Or is it an alligator?
Alligator.
Yeah, it's because it was called Mr. Alligator.
Oh,
and, that's called Mr. Jaws.
Okay, that's a bit of a giveaway.
And this is Mr. and Mrs. Sharp.
Okay, so you have clearly been experimenting with a 3D printer.
Do you know how much fun 3D printers are? They're just so much fun.
Yeah.
I wanted one for ages. I thought, okay, I've got to buy one. So I was going to go out and see if there's anything which was remotely affordable. And I came across the world's cheapest 3D printer and thought, I'll buy that. And it comes in this whole mass of bits, just nothing but bits. And it was good. So
isn't the one that you buy a bit and then it makes more bits for it?
No, that would be even cooler. In fact, most people, when you buy a 3D printer, one of the first things you do is try to print a new 3D printer. That's just part of the ritual of owning a 3D printer. So I haven't got far enough to be able to do that, but it's part of the plan. But it was good. So I picked up one as a kit. It was $250 US as a kit.
That's good.
Which is why it was the cheapest 3D printer.
I want one now.
In the market. And then I lost an evening trying to work out how to assemble it. And I lost the second evening trying to repair the things I did wrong the first evening when I tried to assemble it.
It didn't come with instructions.
It did come with instructions.
They were very bad.
But there are a couple of little iffy bits. This is a printer designed to be cheap.
Yes.
So it uses fishing line and to hold it together amongst other things. And if you did
does it provide the fishing line?
Yes, it can.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know.
So then I lost a third day then trying to make it print something that would work, and a fourth day finally printing something that did work.
Right. Which
and at
was...
this stage, I'm just sort of celebrating the fact that I managed to print something.
Yeah.
Which are these very cute little gadgets.
So, first ones I printed were these little animals because they're fairly blocky. There's no overhangs, so it's relatively easy for it to print. They're either at a 0.3 millimetre lead quality or a 0.1, depending on the one.
They're amazingly cute. I don't know whether that's in the intention, but you can see the lines that were.
Yeah.
Were
do you want to just hold that up closer to the microphone?
Yeah, that would help.
Don't think that
people
would
don't have to squint.
But I actually like the lines. They look like little Viking animals.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
they're fun. It's really nice watching it. They take about 20 minutes to print for something about 2 centimetre by 2 centimetre cubes.
Not bad.
About 20 minutes. And then for higher quality, I think the longest print run I've done is something for an hour, which was a TARDIS, a high-quality, detailed version of a TARDIS.
Of course.
I'm going to do a TARDIS salt shaker. Apparently, it can take far more salt than you'd expect. You can just keep pouring it in, and then it comes down wet. You know?
Now, the thing about these little critters is they've all got these little serrated teeth.
They would make great pegs.
Yes.
Well, my immediate thought was they'd be clothes pegs or something, but you actually pointed out that they've got a far more practical use.
Yes, that's for your packet of potato chips. So when you haven't finished it, you fold it over and just keep it sealed. So they're not incredibly useful. I did try printing a shot glass because I thought I'd print something really valuable.
Yep.
But it got about halfway through and then the printer got stuck. So I'm going to revisit that one later. And that one I'm printing in glow-in-the-dark plastic because that'll be so cool having a glow-in-the-dark shot glass.
That you printed on your own home 3D printer.
Do people really want to drink their shots out of a fluorescent plastic shot glass?
I'm sure some people will be there more than happy to, just because it was printed at home.
Yeah. So, a couple of things were surprising me. One is that it was relatively cheap and easy to set up, and that the speed is relatively high. And the other is these are nowhere near ready for everybody. It's just too much fiddling. It takes me about 20 minutes to get it set up to start printing each time, fiddling around with it.
But as you stated, it's the cheap one.
Yeah. I'm just curious, are there patterns you use to produce these? Or?
One of the things that's really strong at the moment, Thingiverse, which has a great name, has thousands of these. You just download them straight free, they're all Creative Commons released, and then print it and design your own and upload it to Thingiverse and add to it. About a third of them are ways of improving your 3D printer, and then the rest are just stuff.